So he mentioned, I guess he mentioned something last week that he needed if somebody would produce breast milk, he would drink it. So right. Some girl called up, and so a week later, I get to the studio last night, and there she is. But it turns out she can't produce her. She the reason she got on the air is because she squeezed her tit one night and all of a sudden squirted herself in the face, and she's not pregnant. Mm. So she told that story on the air. So anyway, she had her come down, and she couldn't do it, so she brought somebody else's breast milk for her. And so there was that whole issue, and then finally he drank it. And I said, "You should have a squirter come on there and do that."
Yeah.
So we have to find somebody to go down.
Do you think he can actually do that? Because I don't think he can do that here.
Yeah, he can do whatever he wants.
I can't.
Why not?
Because I don't. I'm pretty sure that I can't drink a woman's load on the radio. Can I? Wait a minute. Let's just check with Radio Cancer.
I know they had a splew job recently where they all jerked off into cups.
On radio? Yeah. On terrestrial radio?
Well, they did the actual working up to that. In the
bathroom. I think we've been told we can't do that.
He's gone? Pussy!
He is.
What? What are you pulling that face for? He's all butthurt because I said he was a dick for coming in here.
No, he pulled out, but I'm thinking, I'm pretty sure that's been laid down the guidelines to me, that no bodily fluids.
Well, if there's no bodily fluids,
how come they can do it on Love Line?
Yes! Good point, Slash.
Well, I never thought I wouldn't like Slash anymore. No, I don't know. They've always told me no bodily fluids.
Well, then I'm doing it.
Since when is that, like, does that come up a lot?
No, there's no insertion, and that does come up a lot.